Heritage and Contemporary Values Project, Agnes Burns, Laramie, Wyoming, September 13, 1979. Her Living Room, interviewer Melanie Gustafson. Impressions of Laramie when you moved here? You moved here from Utah.
I came here from Utah to be secretary to Dean Hill.
And what year was that?
In 1924. I was quite excited about coming to a university because I had never worked directly for a university, although I worked for the Bureau of Mines in Utah at the university.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that work?
Very much. Mm. But I had not taken civil service in Utah, and therefore I was going to have to wait. And Dean Hill phoned and asked me if I would come and try for his secretary. I did. Mm-hmm. And I have liked Wyoming very much.
T.A. Larson says in his History of Wyoming book that when the Depression started in the rest of the country in 1930, people in Wyoming weren't as affected because they had already been going through a depression because it was such an agricultural place. Did you feel that when you moved here, that there was some sort of depression going on, that things were very hard?
No, I didn't. I came into a nice way of living. I lived in good homes until I got married in 1925. And everybody seemed to have about the same amount of money to spend, and meat was very reasonable. My in-laws lived on a big ranch south of town, mm-hmm. and contributed many things from the ranch, which made it very easy living for Bob and I.
Did you see any contrast between yourselves in town and their rural activities?
No, I think we were well coordinated. The country people worked with the city people. Our social lives were mixed together. The rural people were very kind to newcomers, and the university people were particularly kind to newcomers, I felt.
And you were a newcomer.
And I was a newcomer.
How did you feel about your job? Did you enjoy that?
Very, very much. Dean Hill was a wonderful man to work for. Mm-hmm. And the other girls at the university did not resent my coming in as a newcomer, as head of the agricultural office. And we just had a most enjoyable time. Our university has grown now to such an extent that we don't know the different departments. In those days, I think the registration was around 650, and not very large faculty group, so all our social life was intermingled. We mixed with the different departments, and having the job as secretary to the Dean of Agriculture gave me a particularly nice position. We were included in those days. We were included in everything that the faculty did, even though we were stenographers.
What about your husband? What was he doing at that time?
He was in the sheep and wool department at the university under Dean Hill.
How did you feel about that, working so closely with your husband in the same department?
I worked actually for 18 different departments, or 18 men at the university. Mm-hmm. And so there was nothing personal, mm-hmm, as far as his department was concerned.
Did you feel a camaraderie with the other women that you worked with?
Very much so. There were not very many of us, and we had to depend on each other for our social life. Laramie was a small town, and we made our own entertainment. We all had parties every month, I'm sure. And you just invited all the ag department. If you knew somebody in the English department or in the physical education department, you just included them. Didn't make any difference what department they were in. Mm-hmm.
How long did you work for the university?
A year and a half.
Uh-huh. Was that until your marriage?
No, or until my baby came.
Oh. And did you go back to work at all after that, after your baby?
I helped Dean Hill occasionally in the summer when he had new people coming into the office. He would ask me to come back for 2 weeks and help them get started.
How long did that go on? You're working for a few weeks in the summer.
Oh, I suppose 5 or 6 years.
Mm. Did you work at all during the Depression?
No, except these 2 weeks, right, at a time.
I was talking to someone recently, and she said that in her community, women who were married and working during the Depression were really thought of as, they weren't thought very well of.
No.
Is that true here?
At the time, I was surprised that Dean Hill let me work on through my contract. Because at that time, if a married woman could not work at the university if her husband worked there.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh.
But nothing was said. He asked me to keep on working, mm-hmm, which I did.
Do you feel that there was a reason for that, behind that rule?
Yes. I really thought it was a good reason from the standpoint that people needed jobs. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't necessary for two in the family. We lived much simpler than we do today. We did not have a big salary as compared to today, where people would laugh at you. But we got along fine. And as I say, there was no competition, or very little competition, for your standard of living.
Mm-hmm. What about in a town like this, where the university is the major employer, what about women who were married but did feel a need to work?
Frankly, very few did.
Oh, really? Okay.
When you got married, you quit.
Uh-huh. How did you feel about that?
Well, I thought it was a good idea myself. Okay. I was very happy to stay home and raise my family and enjoy them. We, as I say, we had enough to live on comfortably, but not to the extent that people feel today. They have to have two cars and two bicycles and a boat. In those days, you were content with one bicycle and or one car, and you walked.
Mm-hmm. What about service organizations in town? Did you find that it was mostly married women then that were a member of clubs or organizations?
Yes. Mrs. Hill was head of the women's club, and she felt definitely that you were not loyal to your city or your state if you didn't belong to the women's club.
What did you do in the women's club?
Oh, we were one of the clubs that tried to work for kindergarten here in Lyman, which we eventually got. We tried to help people in need. We made an effort to make newcomers welcome. We did not have a newcomers club at that time that I know of. And it was a social organization. The Women's Faculty Club was very active in those days, and all departments, your head of the department came, everybody came to the Women's Faculty Club. I don't know what we accomplished, but we had a nice time, and they did include all of the head secretaries as part of the faculty.
Okay, so it was women faculty.
Women's and faculty. And it was most enjoyable. It was one of the things, I believe, that because practically everybody went to it, it was the one of the few things that women had in general. So we all went, and in that way, I believe all departments were able to work closer together.
What were some of the things discussed at the meeting? I'm thinking that today, one of the women's faculty caucus, they call themselves, one of their major concerns right now is the salaries and the fact that women aren't being paid well.
Well, we didn't think about that at the time. We never, I don't remember ever discussing it particularly. We discussed how we could do things to make it more interesting for our husbands in their particular chosen field. I don't remember that we accomplished it a great deal.
Did you ever talk about things like legal matters for women or getting more women into the university?
No.
So it was mainly concentration.
It was mainly a social life and helping the needy in any way we could. There were many needy faculty families. Our salaries were extremely low, but nobody discussed them that I remember of. After the Depression of 1932, we went to Scotland for Bob to get his sabbatical leave. And when we came back, we came to back to a 20% cut in our already low salary because one of the men here had started a, I guess you'd call it a social organization over on university, and got us very deeply in debt. So all the faculty had to help pay to get out of that debt. So we took a 20% cut in our salary. As I remember, it only lasted a year, and then we cut back our salary.
How did you feel about that? You seemed to have been bothered by that.
Yes, we were. Because we didn't have too much, and we came back from our sabbatical leave in debt. And then it took a 20% cut. In regard to finances, one of the very nice things that happened to us was when Dr. Morrill came in 41 and 42, I believe, he felt that the agricultural department was discriminated against in our salary, and he almost doubled most of our salaries in the ag department.
Mm.
So personally, we thought he was a wonderful president.
What were some of the community things that you did in your social organizations went to, you left the university working there?
We had, like we do today, collections of different things, but they were all separate. We didn't have the United Way at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We collected for heart, we collected for lung. And
did you see those organizations as being more of a service organization or a social?
A service organization.
But did you find time for social affairs?
Yes. I thought we had quite a bit of social life. Most of us took university girls for room and board in exchange for their giving us some time, which allowed us, without being out money, allowed us to go to people's homes. We played cards, just a social evening, of course, occasionally.
Would these girls take care of your children?
Yes.
Did you had some then?
Yes, I had some very fine girls, and I'm glad to say that two or three of them that I had have really gone to the top in their profession, their chosen profession, because people, the ranchers and people on the outskirts did not have money to send their boys or girls. I've had both, boys and girls. It worked out nicely, I thought, for both of us.
Would they live with you?
They lived. You had gave them a room. And I personally felt that we weren't supposed to pay them, but if they needed underwear or they needed stockings and things, you just sort of happened to have some extra ones.
Yes, I understand. How did you handle, you did have help in the home, but how did you handle being involved in so many organizations as well as taking care of a home?
I didn't belong to quite as many organizations when the children were home.
Oh, okay.
Our youngest daughter was married in 55, and from then on, I was much more active in outside activities.
Mm-hmm.
The historical club, the Western, not the Westerners, they didn't allow women, but they eventually needed more money and more interest and included the women. Now the women are included.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
And as I say, we all worked in the faculty club. That was, and we all, most everybody worked in a church, regardless of denomination. We're all denominations, but we, well, somebody asked you what church, you were glad to say you belonged to a church, because if you didn't, most of the older women particularly frowned on you if you didn't belong to a church and work in it. You took your children with you.
Oh.
And quite often there'd be somebody there to look after them.
Did you appreciate that, being able to take them?
Yes. Because if you had a girl, if she was going to university and you couldn't ask her to stay home in the daytime.
What about having your husband at night take care of the children? Did you ever do that so that you could go out?
Not very often. Most things Bob and I did together.
Uh-huh. Were there any types of entertainment that you did separate from your family? Or was it mostly family?
Mostly family.
Uh-huh.
Bob's family lived on a ranch. We went out there because the children enjoyed riding horses and enjoyed the ranch life. And
did you have close women friends?
Yes, I've always had several very close. I've had wonderful neighbors wherever I've lived. I've only lived two places here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had very fine neighbors.
Did Would you spend time with him mostly during the day, or did you?
No, I was too busy with four children.
Yeah.
I did their most of my own sewing and all my own cooking, of course. And the girl that we would hire helped me on house cleaning on weekends.
How and when did you find time then to be with them, your friends?
Oh, somebody would just come in or call you and say, come on over and have a cup of coffee when the kids were in school.
Mm-hmm.
Call you up. And
what were some of the things that you talked about?
Our family.
Yeah.
And, whether you're going to put in a garden or whether you weren't going to put in a garden, and whether you liked the girl you had working for you. And, once in a while, something you wished they would do in schools, and whether you could get together and accomplish something by going together and bringing it out. And
did that ever happen?
Did it?
Did that ever happen? You know, getting together to go out?
We did get the kindergarten. We all worked on that. However, that was really through the women's club that we tried to promote, and did get kindergarten for the public schools, but we did not get it for the training school, as we called it then.
Would you say that you started talking about that subject of getting the kindergarten with your friends?
Yes.
And from that it went to the women's club?
From that, most of us belong to the women's club.
Yeah. What about prohibition? Did you talk about prohibition with your friends?
And not much. The president of the university at that time was so very much opposed to liquor that I guess people that did drink were very discreet about it. We did not drink. We had never had the problem of liquor, and most of our friends didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And Crane was so opposed to it, Dr. Crane, that, as I say, there was just not much said about it.
Yeah. I've looked through newspapers from the 20s, and it seems like every other day one of the headlines was about a bootlegger or a still that they found, and they seem to have found quite a few stills in there.
Mm-hmm. We've always had a lot of liquor stores here.
Oh, yeah. I was just wondering if maybe that affected your life and you wondered why.
No. Dr. Crane had this against liquor and against divorces.
Yeah.
If you had a divorce, you were out.
How did you feel about that?
I feel differently today, but I thought it was wonderful then.
Really? How did you change your mind?
Well, we have a different way of living today, and I feel that if a couple do not get along with each other, I can't see any reason to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was younger, I thought my husband and I had an ideal life in every way, so I couldn't see why anybody should even think of divorce.
Did your friends and you ever talk about problems, tensions?
We talked about somebody else's.
Yeah.
Imagine getting a divorce.
Mm.
And, but as I say, it was a subject that was a little undercover in those days. Now it's out in the open.
Yeah.
I'm sure we had the same troubles then as they do now, but you didn't talk about them.
Yeah. But you could talk about them to your close friends.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you feel that to be able to talk about that to close friends, every wall into where people could talk about it more now?
Yes, I'm sure there's more talk about it now. I mean, you don't look on it as something terrible. In those days, my goodness, if you were getting a divorce, that was really...
Did you know anybody that got a divorce then?
Oh, yes, one or two.
Yeah.
Even one or two on the faculty, but they left.
They left, yeah.
they resigned or found another job always because Dr. Crane was so opposed to it.
I just have to keep watching it somewhere. Did you, what happened to the women that would get a divorce?
Well, sometimes they got married to somebody else.
Uh-huh. Was that expected?
Just as much as the man would.
Uh-huh.
But the divorces were not as popular then as they are today.
What about other problems of the time? Were there any other major problems that you felt that women were involved in?
No, I can't think of any particular problems. Making your money stretch to live like the rest of us lived was once in a while it became a problem.
What about health care? Was that ever a problem?
No, since I've been here, we've had excellent doctors. And they took care of you. If you couldn't pay, it's all right. They didn't make a big issue of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know several of my friends just did not have the money for certain things.
You find that today?
They charge so much today.
Yeah.
To me, there's a great deal more sickness today than there was in those days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that.
Either that or we just, if you had rheumatism, I have to not had rheumatism. If you had rheumatism in those days, well, that was just the way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had asthma, that was just the way of life. And today we make a big issue of all of those things and try to remedy them.
Did you feel comfortable going to a doctor when your children were born? Did you get health care all through your pregnancy? And
yes.
And then did you, would it be a regular visits to them after the children were born?
No, we didn't go a lot like they do now, like every month or anything. You went, and if everything was okay, well, you didn't have to go back for several months.
That's always nice.
But as I say, as far as I know, I've not been sickly. My family have not been a sickly family. I have felt that we have had exceptionally good doctors here all of the years I've been here.
Mm-hmm. What about insurance? Things like health insurance. Did you
health
insurance? Were there?
I didn't have any health insurance. We had life insurance.
Because health insurance seems to be a major topic today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great concern to many women.
No, I did not. None of us had, except through the university. I think Bob had some.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no, I just paid my bills.
Do you have any memories of, say, your first car or the first
car we bought at? Bob already had an old Ford that chugged along, and after we got a family, we bought a Dodge. Thought it was wonderful.
Yeah.
I believe we must have paid $1,200 for it. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Were there lots of cars in Laramie?
No.
No? There was an Odyssey.
And nobody had two cars.
Right.
I didn't know of a family that had two cars for years.
Did your life, your husband always had a car.
Yes, we've always had a car.
I was going to ask if your life changed, but did you feel maybe any difference between your having a car and another family not having a car, that you could do more with it?
Yes, of course. And I think most of us that had cars tried to help other people, but most people had a car.
Right. So you could make, take visits out to the ranch?
Because, yes, we could go to the ranch, but there was no transportation around Laramie, so most everybody had, some of them were pretty old and beaten up, but we had a car that would take you someplace.
Do you have any other remembrances of the Depression? Was that a very hard time in your life?
No.
No?
Because everybody was in the same boat, and prices were very low. Chops you could buy for 10 cents a pound. Lamb chops, maybe 12 cents. And our appetites were not as fussy in those days as it is today. You ate just good meals, plain, with the meat and potatoes and a vegetable and a salad. And most of us did our own baking in those days, cakes or pies.
Were there more service organizations then? Were there more women doing?
No.
No.
There weren't too. Work. The few times I did work to just to help out at the university when Dean Hill was in a jam, I didn't think financially I made anything by it. Because I would have to hire somebody to stay with the children. I had more problems with laundry. I couldn't work 8 hours a day and do all the things at home.
You must have really enjoyed it, though.
So I liked staying home. I didn't feel that I was put upon. I didn't feel upset about it, or I felt I was a housewife and doing a reasonably good job of it. And I think most of us in those days really enjoyed our homes. We didn't feel it was a hardship.
Yeah. I think a lot of women today still really enjoy their homes. But there seems to be a feeling that there needs to be more to your life than just centered around your family.
Of course, I have done a great many things in my life, but after the children were grown. Bob and I, he went to China for 1 year, and then he and I went to Afghanistan and helped with education over there and agriculture. We were in agriculture, but I taught a class in sewing and taught some English. Conversation. And then we had 4 years in Iran.
Right.
And I edited English there for the University of Tehran. And not properly qualified. But I have felt that Bob and I had a very rewarding life. We enjoyed our children. Our children were all athletic. So we went even to marble games and basketball games and football games that I don't know when I'd had time to do, to work. And I enjoyed it. And I think most of we women did in those days enjoy being housewives.
But you did also enjoy, you must have also enjoyed being with Dean Hill.
Very much.
You did go back there.
I did very much, and he was a very fine man to work for. You felt like you really accomplished something when you worked for him. He didn't feel like you were just the hired lady.
Right. What else did the Woman's Club do? Do you remember some of the other?
Frankly, I didn't think we did an awful lot of anything.
Really?
We had a nice social time, and that was fine. Many of the women needed more social life.
Why was that?
Well, they didn't mix as well otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Some women make friends or have your neighbors as friends. I don't mean running in and out all the time, because I have never done that. But if I'm outside, I speak to my neighbors and they speak to me. But many people come here and they just feel that just cleaning the house and looking after the children is the important thing in life, and I never have.
You mentioned that you were in the hospital auxiliary.
Yes, I just work in the gift shop.
Oh. Do you enjoy that?
Yes, very much.
Have you always been concerned with, that type of going out and doing a certain job?
Yes.
To help the community?
I've always belonged to something that I helped in the community.
Do you feel that most women have in Laramie?
No, I don't.
What do you,
I think many of our women feel they're too busy and take the attitude, oh, they wouldn't want me.
Do you feel that's wrong?
Yes, I feel that's wrong.
I thought you did.
I feel that you only get out of life what you put into it. If you put nothing in it, you don't get something out of it. I've enjoyed working at Bethesda. There are many, many real funny incidents come up. I generally see the humorous side of things anyway. Things don't bother me.
Do you
want to
tell me one of those?
What?
Do you want to tell me one of those humorous?
I'm not sure whether I need it on this.
Oh,
not.
Really?
I had one man not long ago. I don't have any idea who he was. He didn't speak a word. He just motioned to see if I would help him and help the lady next to him with bingo. Which I did, and there was not a word spoken. If I asked him anything, he just smiled but said nothing. Anyway, he won in bingo, and I asked him what he would like. So I asked if Frank Garcia over there, who helps a great deal, I said, what should I get this man, because some of them we can't get candy or cookies or food. He said he could eat a banana. So I went and got him a banana. He looked at it, and he looked at it, and smiled, and he leaned back, and he said, now, do I get a kiss with that banana? And I just burst out laughing, of course, and I said, sorry, but you asked for banana first, and I'm not allowed to give two prizes. And he laughed, and never said another word the rest of the afternoon. Not one word.
Mm-hmm. Odd. Yeah.
And a lot of those things
funny.
Come up with
yeah.
the group.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Do you feel that women have had a great influence on the community in Laramie?
Yes, I do. Yes, and I think most of the women take an active part in doing something for the community. Some call, some write letters. Many of us help out at Bethesda. I do a very small job at the hospital. Many of them give hours of their time to the hospital and enjoy it thoroughly. There's no financial compensation to any of it.
What about the political aspect of it all? Do you see any importance in that?
I have really never taken too much interest in politics. I vote always. And while my husband was a Democrat and I was a Republican, we always talked things over and voted for the person that we thought would be best, regardless of what party they belonged to.
Did you usually then vote the same?
Well, not on the primaries,
right?
But in the end, yes, most of the time, although occasionally we differed. We thought one person, he would think one person, but we never had any differences on it. We just...
What What was the reason for you being
a Republican?
Yeah.
Because my family at home, my mother and father were Republican, and I just was raised as Republican.
And was he raised as a Democrat?
He was raised as a Democrat.
Oh.
Frankly, I just don't see too much difference in the parties.
Mm-hmm.
I could be one or the other, but we thought it was good fun to,
to
stay with what we started out
sure.
to be. We had no animosity between us on it at all.
Did people think it was strange that you weren't a member?
No, there's a whole lot of people here in Laramie who find that way.
What about people who would come and ask you to help? Were you ever asked to help on a campaign? Or?
No, I have not been.
Were you here during Mrs. Ross's campaign?
Yes.
How did you feel?
But I was so
that?
Busy at the time with my children that I voted for her. But I don't remember taking any particular part or voicing my ideas.
How did you feel there was any influence by women about why she lost? Or do you feel that women may have stayed away?
I think at that time, women were not as outstanding in their work, and we still had the feeling, oh, we have to have a man for that.
You're the first person I've talked to that has said that. Actually said that.
That's strange. I feel the same at my age. I can't really feel real pleased with a woman minister.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's just habit.
Uh-huh.
I've just always had a man minister that I've, in any of the churches I've belonged to. And I don't mind the woman helping, but I don't care about her preaching. And that's very short-minded, I'm afraid.
As long as you recognize it, that's all that matters. When Mrs. Ross campaigned, was her, she was right after her husband.
Well, she finished out his
right.
term.
And then she ran again and lost.
Mm-hmm.
How did people talk about that? Did they talk about her?
Not very much. I don't remember too much conversation. I think they were very happy to have her finish out the term.
Uh-huh.
But, let's not have a woman for our governor.
Were personal things about her ever brought up?
No. No, I think she was well liked,
so
well respected.
And she did run on her record.
On her own?
Yeah. So it wasn't, I mean, there was the idea that she was a woman, but it
no,
that
I
wasn't
think
discussed very much.
But we weren't just quite ready yet
uh-huh.
for women to.
What do you think about today? Do you think we're ready yet?
Yes. I think we could. A woman could take her place nicely today because women have gone more in for politics and more in for public jobs
mm-hmm.
and have been much more assertive than they were. Maybe they were just as capable then. But you just sort of stayed in the background a little bit.
What about Thyra Thompson? Do you think someone like that, who's already shown that she is very capable to do political work?
I think she showed she was capable, and I think she's proved that she's capable.
Did you always vote?
Yes, I have always voted. My husband and I were both felt that if we belonged to a community, we should vote or not say anything at what happened.
What about issues on education? Were there ever any big school bonds that were big issues?
Well, I've always been interested in them and always been interested in voting for bonds if they were going to increase the quality of our schools.
Mm-hmm. You don't happen to remember any incidents?
I don't remember any particular ones. We built, of course, many new schools since I came,
mm-hmm.
and new buildings. And I think our school system has been very good. Of course, when our children grew up, we lived close to the university, and they all went to training school, as we called it, mm-hmm. and I liked the education they got there. When they got to the university, it proved that they were capable of doing what the university wanted done, but our other schools are just as good in a different way.
Did you ever feel that there was a difference between the people in town that were connected with the university?
Oh, very definitely.
How did you feel about that?
You didn't mix. If you belonged at the university, now I did with my neighbors,
uh-huh.
and any particular friends that Mother Burns had, but otherwise you didn't mix too very much. You belonged to the railway or you belonged to the university. And I know at one time, I think it was rather interesting, one of the railway ladies said to me, of course you belong to the university, you wouldn't be interested in us. And I said, are you interested in university people? Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought of trying to be friends with the university people? She said, well, I hadn't thought of that. Because it doesn't make any difference to me whether I belong to the university. I did not graduate from the university and went to high school and went to business college. So I felt a little bit strange when I married into the university, but it has never made any difference in my life.
How about between the townspeople and between the rural, the people on the ranches?
Well, the townspeople and the rural people, as far as I remember, got along fine, but there was a division in the university.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe the university people made the division.
How was that?
Felt that the townspeople and many of the rural people just thought, well, they belong to the university, they won't want us.
Do you feel like that was ever overcome by?
Yes, I do now. I don't think it makes a bit of difference.
And what about then by organizations that women belong to? Do you ever, was there mixing in those organizations?
There was in the women's club.
There was?
Yes. And I think in the churches,
mm-hmm.
I found that it doesn't make any difference.
Why do you think that was so, that you could do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The church people, most of them, the head ones, were university people, and I think they went out of their way to try and coordinate townspeople with the university people, because after all, the university has to depend on its livelihood for the townspeople.
Did you ever feel that you were privileged to be a part of the university?
Yes, I did feel that it was a great privilege to belong to the university. The railroad people earned a lot more money than we did. But we had a very nice, close social life,
mm-hmm.
that many of the townspeople did not have.
Do you have any remembrances of the downtown area? What were the stores like, say, in 19? The early 20s.
Very simple.
When
extremely simple. It was Blair's. Penny's had a store which was rated very second quality, and now I would say it's very definitely first quality. Cassis was a small store and developed into, I think, one of our good stores here.
When you went downtown, did you know most of the shopkeepers?
Everybody.
Yeah. Did everybody. You feel good about that?
Yes. But I know most of them now, too, because I trade in Laramie. I very seldom go out of Laramie to buy anything. I feel we earned our money here. We should spend it here.
What about restaurants? Were there very many restaurants?
No.
Did people go out and eat, or did...
No. Oh, it was really an occasion if you went out and ate. There was an ice cream store that was quite popular. And Connor Hotel had where you could eat. We didn't have hamburger joints like we have now.
Mm-hmm.
There were just very few places, and most of us didn't have money enough to go and eat at them.
What about movies? Did you go to plays or movies?
Well, most of our entertainment we could get at the university.
Mm-hmm.
But we had one picture show. Sometimes the pictures were good, and sometimes they weren't, and sometimes they fluttered in and out.
Did you enjoy going to them?
Once in a while. I didn't go very often. We just didn't have enough money for the whole family to go, and most of the things we did together.
What about your kids? Did they enjoy going to?
Yes, as they got a little older, they, and it was... I believe they could get in for not over a quarter, I know, maybe less than that, 10 cents, I think, part of the time.
Yeah.
But the university training school had quite a few things for the youngsters to do. My youngsters were in track and gym things and basketball.
Now, the university training school was prep?
Yes.
Well, we got that. Good.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were involved in sports?
They were involved in sports all the way through, and they all have been PE majors.
You had three girls and a boy?
Yes.
Did you see any differences in their education when they were in the training school? Were there differences?
No, I don't think so. I was very pleased with it. I felt that they got a great deal of personal attention. Of course, the classes were not very big.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were, Bob particularly, he was too young for one thing. He and Paul Riekert went to school together. And Bob was more interested in sports than he was in studies. But he needed a little help in reading, and they were on to it right away, gave him special, and he did very nicely in his schoolwork. He did very nicely when he went to college, and so had the girls. Both the older girls were honor students. Well, in fact, the three girls made national honors in high school.
Mm.
So and they went to public high school.
Mm-hmm.
But first seven grades.
Uh-huh. All the kids did?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you meet with other parents? We were mentioning PTA earlier.
That didn't last long. I think we had it for 1 year. Mrs. Riekert was president, if I remember rightly. And I don't know whether I was vice president or secretary, but it only lasted a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers at the training school had conferences with us anyway, regularly, so that somehow we didn't feel the need of a parent-teachers group.
Uh-huh. Do you think the smallness of the community has something to do with that also?
I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
Most of us, well, we were teachers. I mean, we were, our husbands were teachers, or many of the women, unmarried women were teachers. And we were all, we all mixed up. Mm-hmm. We invited them to our house for dinner or anything. And
what did you think about single women then? Were they accepted into your social circles?
Very definitely, mm-hmm. Yes.
How were they? You got married. When you got married, how old were you? About
26.
26?
Was not, that an, not young.
Was that an old age to get married?
Yes.
What about women who were in their late 30s and working?
Well, how many old? Of those, many of our teachers got married, but they'd be 27, 28.
Yeah. What about the women that didn't get married?
They died old maids.
Well,
here.
Yeah. Did
they taught until they were retired, and a number of them, like Miss Wittenberg and Miss Bacon, they just lived their lives here.
Did you feel that they had some sort of independence that you never had, or did you feel like they were missing something?
No, I felt we were ahead of them. I really did. I felt.
Do you remember ever discussing that?
No.
It was probably something that wasn't.
I can remember my son was very fond of Florence Reed, and she wore a new dress to school one day. This was when he was in first grade. And he said, "Oh, Mother, isn't Miss Reed old enough to get married? She's such a swell teacher."
What did you say to him?
I just laughed. I said, "I don't think she wants to."
Did you feel that they didn't want to? Or
no.
Did you feel that there was
After a person gets a certain age, I don't, then anyway, you didn't have the opportunity. Most everybody said, "Oh, well, she's an old maid," which isn't very nice.
No. Did you see a lot of single men at the university?
No, not very many.
Most people were married. Men were married?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And a teacher, after they get, say, 24, 25, do not have the opportunity to meet single men. They're teaching kids. And there's just very few opportunities for them to meet. Even although we included them in our social thing, but you kept your own husband, you didn't.
Yeah. This is going back to town life itself. Were there, in reading the papers from the 20s and the 30s, there seems to be great sensationalism in the news writing.
Oh, yes. If you had a party, the society editor wrote up every party we had, everybody that was invited, and who poured.
Mm-hmm. What about the seedy side of life? Was there a bad part of Laramie?
If there was, I don't think many of we university people came in contact with it. You had to be very careful of your, whatever you did when you were at the university, like drinking. President Crane was very much opposed to those things, and as I say, if you got a divorce, you were out of a job. That was it.
What about, did you ever hear of prostitution in Laramie?
Yes.
Really?
We had, down on First Street was known as Prostitution Row.
Really? Oh, how interesting. was anything ever done about that or said about it? Did people try to get rid of that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they bothered. Hmm. It was there and that was it.
Were drinking and those sorts of things centered around First Street?
Well, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
we didn't drink and we didn't have drink in our house, and most of the people that came to the house did not drink.
Was there a division between the minorities on the west side?
Very definitely.
Did those people on the that lived on the west side ever come in contact with university people, did you find?
Yes, but not very many lived. Not very many of the university people lived on the west side. That is, after 1920, let's say. I know they did before that.
Uh-huh.
And we did not have too many Mexican people and practically no colored people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they began to come in, there was a feeling against them. And if you lived over there, you very seldom said, I live on the west side. You just didn't say anything.
What about the library? Was the library a big thing? Has it been?
Yes, the library downtown was built when I came, but there were additions to it, I mean. I know that, because I remember working for the library, trying to raise money here and there for the library.
That sounds familiar.
That is one of the things that the Women's Club did.
Uh-huh.
Was they worked for the improvement of Laramie, wherever they could. And then we had the library at the university, not the co-library.
Right.
Then it was built later. It was built in the 30s sometime.
How did you feel? Did you feel any loss when you stopped working, when you had your baby? Did all women stop working when they became pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Were there any women working?
Very few. You didn't, just didn't think about having anybody look after your child. You were so much better qualified, you thought. I just never thought of going back to work when my family were growing up. I was quite content to live at home. I had a good time. I had a good time socially. And as I say, we had university girls to stay with our children. If my husband and I did most everything together.
Uh-huh.
So if we went to parties, we always had the girl there.
Did most couples do things together when they went out?
Yes.
So, and it did center around the university, so that was probably
Around the university or the church.
Uh-huh.
One or the other.
Was church life big?
Church life was very much a